Claro, Rafa. Pig farmer, they don't like that. They don't have to raise pigs or anything, but they don't like to be called pig farmer.
Okay.
Jive pig farmer.
Did you ever hear the word Hoosier used that way? He's a country Hoosier.
I heard Hoosier used, but it's generally it's to we use it referring to northerners around here.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily from the country.
No.
Alright. Talking about how many times you do something, you might ask somebody, how often do you do that?
How often?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll ask you some names of parts of the body just for pronunciation. This part right here, what do you call it?
Forehead. Some people say forehead, but I just said forehead.
Okay. No, this is not
hair.
If I let it grow here and grow on it.
Beard.
Alright, this is not
neck.
Okay.
Adam's apple.
Okay. Is do you know you have a name for Adam's apple?
Is that Lawrence?
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence?
What about the word goozle? Did you hear that use?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Does that mean Adam's apple?
Same thing, I think, yeah.
And you would call it the
goozle.
And you might get a bone stuck in your
throat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is my
mouth.
Alright. This is my
ear.
Which one?
Your right ear.
This is my
left ear.
Okay, all these are
teeth.
This one would be a
tooth.
The fleshy tongue.
Gums.
This is my
hand.
The two
hands.
Part of this, right?
Palm.
And this is my
fist.
Two.
Fists.
What about a place where two bones meet? That's a
joint.
And the upper part of the man's body is his
chest.
And he has broad
shoulders.
Okay. This is my right
leg.
Okay, that's my right
foot.
And I have two
feet.
This part right here?
Shin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for this part of the leg right here? Between your rear end and knee to the back side?
Right there?
Yeah.
Thigh.
Okay. You ever heard the word haunches or hunkers used for any part of the leg?
I don't know. Maybe your hips or your thigh is one. I don't know which one, but I know it's referring to your legs or something around, something about it. I don't know exactly what part. I heard haunches.
Mm-hmm. What about, what would you say? You know, in baseball, a catcher, he has to do what?
Crouch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other word that you use to suggest that?
A squat.
Position?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard hunker down?
Yeah, I've heard that. But we always say he was squat or crouch around here.
Mm-hmm. But the term you've heard is?
Crouch and squat, about the same. Squat, I guess, maybe more prevalent.
Uh-huh.
Hunker down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This expression, if somebody's been sick for a while, you might say, well, so-and-so's up and around now, but he still looks a little
poorly.
Yeah. Talking about a man who can lift very heavy weights, you say he's very
strong.
Right? A man who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you say he's very
mild-mannered, easygoing.
And a young teenager who's always arms and legs and stumbling over things, you'd say he's very
clumsy.
What about a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say he's just plain
dope. Idiot. Fool.
Okay. To you, is that word fool a very strong thing to say about somebody?
Mm-hmm. I don't see it very much. It's